Today, our Bible text begins from Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, and verse 50 to 53.
今日我哋要读嘅圣经系路加福音24:50-53.
Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 50 to 53.
路加福音24:50-53.
You will see from verse 36 that we are reading the account of the appearances of Jesus after he was raised from the dead.
只要你睇下36节嘅标题咧，你就知道呢度系以下嗰一段系讲到耶稣向门徒显现。
And now we come to the very last section in Luke 24.
现在咧，我哋嚟到路加福音24嘅最后嗰一段
，verse 50，
就系50节开始。
Then he, that is Jesus, led them out as far as Bethany, that is his disciples, and lifting up his hands, Jesus blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven, and they worshipped him.Or in the original Greek, they fell down before him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God.
五十节，耶稣领他们，他们就是门徒啦。耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面，就举手给他们祝福。正祝福的时候，他就离开他们，被带到天上去了。他们就拜他。在希腊原文拜这个字呢，即是说在他面前俯伏，大大地欢喜，回到耶路撒冷去，常在殿里称颂神。
After the resurrection of Jesus from the dead,
耶稣在从死里复活之后，
the New Testament scripture records for us that he appeared to his followers for a few weeks.
新约圣经就记载到耶稣向他的门徒有成几个星期显现。
And then, at the end of the period, Jesus was carried up into heaven in their sight.
到最后，耶稣就喺佢哋嘅门徒眼前升天。
Today, we want to begin by observing these very unusual words. Jesus was carried up into heaven.
今日咧，我哋就要嚟睇下呢几个好特别嘅字，就系耶稣被带到天上去了。
To gain a fuller picture of this incident, let's turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1.
为了要知道这件事的来龙去脉，我们先又要打翻开《使徒行传》的第一章。
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, starting from verse 1 to 3.
使徒行传第一章一至三节。
Verse 1. In the first book, Theophilus,I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. Verse 3. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God.
提亚菲罗，我已经作了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的，直到他藉着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒，以后被接上升的日子为止。他受害之后，用许多的凭据，将自己活活地显给使徒看，40天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。
Verse 3 records for us.After Jesus died, he was raised and appeared to his disciples for 40 days.
第三节就讲到耶稣死后复活后呢，佢将自己显现俾门徒睇，有40天咁长。
And then in verse 2, we noted these very unusual words that Jesus was taken up to heaven.
而第二节我哋留意到几个好特别嘅字，嗰度讲到耶稣被带到天上去了。
Now let us read on to verse 9 to 11.
我们继续看9至11节。
Verse 9. When he had said this, as the disciples were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white garments stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven."
第九节讲到说了这话，就是耶稣说了这话之后，他们就是门徒了。正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边，说：加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
Notice this expression, Jesus was carried up into heaven.
请大家留意，这里讲到耶稣是被接升天。
In these two short passages, this expression repeats itself three times.
在这段这么短的经文里面，这个表达已经是重复了三次了。
This is something the New Testament scripture wants to emphasize to the readers.
这个就是新约圣经想向读者强调的。
Whether you find this expression easy to believe or hard to believe,
不论你觉得这样的讲法容易相信或者不容易相信。
This is what the New Testament wants to say.
这个就是新约圣经想话给大家听。
This is what the gospel is about.
亦都是一个福音的关键。
This is what God wants to tell mankind.
亦都是神想同人讲的东西。
There is no meaning of the words here.
这里讲的说话不是儿戏的说话。
But notice that the term carried up or taken up is in the passive.
大家请留意了，这个词语带到天上去是一个被动式。
Or taken up is also in the passive.
或者是被接到天上。
Jesus is passive in this.
在这件事里面，耶稣是被动的。
It is Yahweh God who was active.
是耶和神主动做的事。
God took or carried Jesus up into heaven.
神将耶稣带到天上去。
But then, why heaven?
为什么天上呢？
Why took Jesus into heaven?
为什么将耶稣接到或者带到天上去呢？
As if this is not enough, another place in the New Testament scripture tells us something else.
在新約聖經另一處還講另外一些說話。
Having taken up Jesus into heaven, God asked him to sit at his right hand side.
當神將耶穌接到去天上之後，他還要叫耶穌坐在自己的右邊。
This expression occurs four times in the New Testament scripture.
這一句句子在新約聖經出現了四次。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Mark.
我们回去马可福音。
So from the final chapter of Gospel of Luke, we now come to the final chapter of Gospel of Mark.
我们从路加福音最后那章，现在回到马可福音十最后那章。
Mark chapter 16 and verse 19.
马可福音十六章十九节。
19 and 20.
十九二十节。
So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to the disciples,was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and proclaimed the good news everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that accompanied it.
主耶稣和他们说完了话，后来被接到天上，坐在神的右边，门徒出去，到处宣传福音。主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。
This is now the fourth time the New Testament scripture says Jesus was taken up into heaven.
这次是第四次，新约圣经讲到耶稣是被接到天上。
Yes, and he sat down, he was allowed to sit down at God's right hand side.
神容许他坐在自己的右边。
So we ask again,
所以我再问多次，
Why took Jesus into heaven?
为什么将耶稣接到天上呢？
And why sat him down at the right hand of God?
又为什么容许他坐在自己的右边呢？
The expression Sat down at God's right hand means God raised Jesus up to the highest position possible.
坐在神右边的这一句，无非是讲紧神将他升到至高的位置。
Jesus became lower only than God himself.
耶稣的身份唯有在神自己一个之下。
But why the words sat down?
但为什么讲到坐在呢？
Why not stand up?
为什么不站在呢？
The word sat down means that Jesus has finished his part of God's plan for mankind.
坐在的意思就是想讲到耶稣已经完成了神对人的计划的他那部分的工作。
He has done his part.
他已经完成了他那份的工作。
And now God's plan must continue through the church.
而现在这个工作必须是移交给教会了。
That is the followers of Jesus.
也就是耶稣的跟从者。
Understood in this way, heaven or into heaven means the goal that Jesus has reached.
要这样去明白的时候，被接到天上的意思就是说耶稣已经是达到了这个目标。
What does all this mean for mankind?
但是这些一切对人来说是什么意思呢？
When the New Testament says that Jesus has finished his part of God's plan, what does that mean to you?
当新约圣经讲到耶稣已经完成了神的计划的他自己那部分的时候，对你来说是有什么意义呢？
What meaning does Easter mean to you?
复活节对你来说又有什么意义呢？
The New Testament scripture is all about God's plan for salvation for mankind.
新约圣经所讲到的全部都是关于神要救人的计划。
But the New Testament scripture is also about the man Jesus rule within that plan.
而新约圣经也是关于耶稣这个人在神的计划里面的担任的角色。
This is a great and glorious plan that God has for mankind.
神为人设备的救恩是非常的荣耀的。
And the New Testament scripture explains God's plan in three phases.
而新约圣经解释神的救恩计划是分开三期。
The past, the present, and the future.
过去、现在、将来。
First, the past.
首先就是过去了。
Phase 1 of God's plan is about Jesus the person.
神救恩计划的第一期是关于耶稣这个人的。
How Yahweh worked through Jesus.
耶和华神是怎样通过耶稣这个人去完成他的计划呢？
The first phase of the plan.
这个就是计划的第一期。
Starting from Jesus' birth.
从耶稣的出生开始。
On to the baptism of Jesus.
到耶稣的受洗，
All through the life of Jesus，
经过了耶稣的一生，
And then the death of Jesus，
然后去到耶稣的死亡，
And the resurrection of Jesus，
还有耶稣的复活，
And finally the ascension of Jesus into heaven，
而最后就是耶稣升天。
That's phase one of God's plan，
而全部都是神救恩计划的第一期。
That is in the past。
这些已经完全是过去了。
Phase 2 of God's plan has to do with the present.
神救恩计划的第二期是跟现在有关的。
Phase 2 is all about Yahweh continuing his plan through the church of God.
第二期讲到的，Yahweh神是要通过他的教会去完成这个救恩。
Phase 3 has to do with the future.
而第三期是跟将来有关。
And it's all about the return of this same Jesus from heaven to earth with Yahweh.
就是关于到耶稣基督将来会跟Yahweh神一起回到地上。
This will be the final phase of God's great plan.
这个就是神计划的最后一期了。
We can look at it another way.
神计划的这三期，我们可以从另一个角度去看。
If you turn open the New Testament scripture of the Bible,
如果你打开新约圣经，
The first four books are the four Gospels.
头四卷书是四福音。
And the four Gospels have to do with phase one of God's plan.
而四福音是关乎神的计划的第一期。
The next book after the Gospels is the Acts of the Apostles.
跟着就是《使徒行传》。
From the Acts of the Apostles all the way to the book of Jude is the second phase.
从《使徒行传》去到《犹大书》 是第二期。
The book of Jude is the second last book of the New Testament scripture.
猶大書呢是新約聖經的尾二個卷書。
And then finally is the book of the Revelation.
而最後是啟示錄。
The book of the Revelation has to do with phase 3 of God's plan.
啟示錄是與神的計劃第三期有關的。
So today, we will be studying many portions of the New Testament scripture.
我們會看到新約聖經很多不同的經文。
We want to see a bigger picture of God's salvation plan for mankind.
我們是想看一下神對人類的救恩計劃一個全圖。
We want to understand Jesus' part in God's plan.
我們都會看到耶穌在神的計劃裡面的角色。
We want to see where we are in this plan.
跟著我們都會看一下我們在這個計劃裡面又擔任哪一部分。
Let's begin with phase one of God's plan.
我们先从第一期开始看。
We just saw that after Jesus was taken up into heaven, God allowed him to sit down at his right hand.
刚才我们看的经文就讲到，耶稣被接到天上之后，神容许他坐在自己的右边。
I will show you evidence now that this means that Jesus has finished his part of God's work.
意思呢就是说耶稣已经完成了他那份的工作了。我将会给大家一些的证据。
Now let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 34.
请大家回去罗马书第八章三十四节。
Romans chapter 8 and verse 34.
罗马书第八章三十四节。
Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us.
谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
Let's now turn to Gospel of John, chapter 17.
请大家又翻去约翰福音十七章。
We will read verses 3 and 4.
第三、第四节。
From verse 1, we see that Jesus is speaking these words to Yahweh, his heavenly Father.
第一节我哋就睇得到耶稣当时系同佢 Yahweh 天父讲紧话。
Now we read verse 3 and 4.
现在我们看第三、第四节。
And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。我在地上已经荣耀你。你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
The fact that Jesus sat down at God's right hand is because he had finished that part of work that God gave him to do.
耶稣被接升天，又坐在神的右边，这件事就告诉我们，耶稣已经完成了神的计划的他自己那一部分。
If you go on to Gospel of John, chapter 19 and verse 30,
如果你再翻去十九章三十节，翻后一章
，You will see the very last words that Jesus spoke before he died。
咁大家就会睇到耶稣断气之前最后嗰句说话。
When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed down his head and gave up his spirit。
三十节。耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。意思即系话佢断气死咗啦。
It is a very unusual thing. The last words that a person would speak before he dies is that it is finished.
当一个人临死之前最后一句说话呢？呢句说话系好特别啦，系唔系好平常嘅？佢讲到成了。
For many people before they die, they regret there are many things they should have done, they failed to have done.
有很多人临死前呢，佢哋常常都系觉得好遗憾，觉得有一啲嘢佢哋应该做，但系冇做到。
So here then you see, we see the finishing line of phase one of God's plan.
在这里我们就见到神的计划里面的第一期完成了。
What is the work that Yahweh gave Jesus to do on earth?
Yahweh 神给耶稣在地上工作是什么呢？
What is the work that Jesus has finished by Yahweh's indwelling?
藉着耶和华住在耶稣里面，耶稣究竟完成了什么工作呢？
What is the thing that Jesus meant when he said it is finished?
当耶稣讲到成了的时候，究竟他完成了什么工作呢？
What Jesus has finished doing is the work of reconciliation.
耶稣完成了的工作就是和好的工作。
I mean, reconciliation of mankind to Yahweh, the only true God.
就是将人和耶和神和好。
Jesus finished this work through his death as the only perfect man.
耶稣完成这个工作是藉着他的死，他死的时候是一个完全人。
Jesus had lived a life of absolute moral perfection.
耶稣的一生是绝对的完美。
What is the consequence of this work of Jesus?
那耶稣这个工作的结果是什么呢？
It means barrier between God and mankind is now removed.
意思就是他将神和人之间的隔膜挪开了。
Now man can return to God and repent of their wrong.
现在人可以回转去到神那里去悔改。
And there man will find Yahweh's forgiveness and acceptance.
这样他就会得到Yahweh 神的宽恕和接纳。
But this was possible only through Jesus' death as the only perfect man.
这样是成为了可能的事，是因为靠耶稣，他作为一个完全的人的死。
This finished work is vividly expressed in another portion in the Gospels.
耶稣的工作的完成是在另一处圣经表达出来。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 50 to 51.
请大家翻去马太福音27章。
So like a jigsaw puzzle, we are piecing together many portions of the New Testament scripture to see the bigger picture.
就好像砌拼图一样，我们将新约圣经不同的经文拼在一起的时候，就会有一个全图了。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, starting from verse 50 to 51.
马太福音27章50至51节。
This is describing the moments before Jesus' death on the cross.
这里讲到的是耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候的最后一刻。
Verse 50, Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain of the temple in Jerusalem was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split.
耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂，坟墓也开了，以遂圣徒的身体多有起来的。
Notice in verse 51 the word torn in two.
请大家留意51节讲到裂为两半。
The same word in the original Greek isused to describe the rocks being split.
在希列文原文的这个同一个字呢，其实是描写到磐石裂开。
Here we see two symbols that express the barrier between God and mankind.
这里我们看到有两个符征，是表达神和人的隔膜是挪开了。
Before, it was not possible for mankind to come near to the true God.
以往人去到神的面前呢，是不可能的。
It's like mankind is being blocked by solid rock.
就好像呢，人是被一塊很大的石头将它和神分开了一样。
The curtain is a piece of cloth that separates God's presence, the Holy of Holies, from the rest of the Jewish temple.
殿里的幔子呢，是一塊幕，将到至圣所和圣殿的其他部分分开的。
In the same way, this symbolizes a barrier between God and mankind.
同樣係象徵住神同人之間嘅一個隔膜。
When the only perfect man Jesus died on the cross, that barrier is now removed.
當耶穌呢一個完全人死喺十字架上嘅時候，人同神之間嘅隔膜咧就移開啦。
Now mankind could be reconciled with Yahweh.
而家人的確係可以同神和好。
Now mankind could come near the only true God.
而家人係可以接近獨一嘅真神。
Before this was impossible.
以往係咁樣係冇可能做
到。Now this has become possible for you.
而家對你嚟講係已經成為可能嘅啦。
But the condition is that man must come to an obedience of faith in Jesus.
但係條件就係人必須相信順服耶穌。
I say again.Man must come to an obedience of faith in Jesus.
我再重複講一次，人必須要相信順服耶穌。
Because Yahweh has appointed Jesus to be his plenipotentiary.
因為耶和華神已經立咗耶穌為佢嘅全權代表。
That is God's sole representative.
亦都即係話係神嘅唯一一個代表。
This then is the important work that Jesus has finished.
呢樣嘢就係耶穌所完成嘅一項重要嘅工作。
And he finished it by living a life of absolute perfection by Yahweh's indwelling.
係藉住耶和華神住喺佢嘅裏面，佢嘅一生都係完美嘅。
So we finally come to the end of phase one.
終於咧，我哋講完咗第一期啦。
And for all these reasons, Jesus was received into heaven, and now is sitting at God's right hand.
亦都因為佢完成咗神嘅工程咧，耶穌係被接升天，坐喺神嘅右邊。
The end of phase one is also the beginning of phase two.
咁第一期嘅結束，亦都意味住第二期嘅開始。
Phase one has to do with the past.
第一期是跟过去有关。
Phase two has to do with the present.
第二期是现在。
In phase two, through Jesus' followers, Yahweh is continuing the important work of reconciling mankind to himself.
在第二期呢，神藉着耶稣的跟从者，神要继续这一项工作，将人和神和好。
Now let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 20.
请大家翻去哥林多后书五章十七至二十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 20.
哥林多后书五章十七至二十节。
So, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them,and entrusting the message reconciliation to us. And so, we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we beg of you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
第十七节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了，一切都是出于神。他藉着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们作基督的使者，就好像神藉我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
First, please notice verse 18.
首先请留意第十八节。
All this is from God, whose name is Yahweh.
一切都是出于神，佢嘅名字系耶和华。
Salvation for mankind is Yahweh's plan.
对人类嘅救恩系耶和华神嘅计划。
Yahweh, the only true God, is the mastermind.
Yahweh 呢位独一嘅真神就系计划一切嗰一位。
The initiative belongs to Yahweh。
系Yahweh去采取主动。
But then he worked out this plan through Christ。
但系佢系藉住基督耶稣去完成呢一个工作。
Which means Jesus is the central person in God's plan。
亦都即系话耶稣喺神嘅计划里头系个焦点人物。
Not only Jesus the man is in God's plan。
喺神嘅计划里边，唔单止系耶稣。
Jesus' followers are also part of the same plan.
耶稣的跟从者亦都喺个计划里边嘅一部分。
Because God has now entrusted the same work to Jesus' followers.
因为继续落嚟嘅，现在呢个计划就系托付咗耶稣嘅跟从者啦。
The followers of Jesus are the true church of God.
耶稣嘅跟从者就系神嘅真正嘅教会。
In the New Testament scripture, the true church of God is called the body of Christ.
在新約聖經，神的教會又稱為基督的身體。
Where Jesus is called the head of the body.
在這個身體裡面，耶穌就是個頭。
Let's turn to the book of Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 to 14.
請回到提多書第二章十一至十四節。
As we continue to trace the content of phase 2.
我們繼續去看下第二期的蹤跡。
Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 14.
提多书二章十一至十四节。
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and that of our Savior Jesus Christ. He it is, that is Jesus, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds.
11节，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义、敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
Let's look carefully from verse 11.
请我们小心看下第十一节。
The grace of God has appeared. Notice the perfect tense.
大家留意一下，神的恩典已经显明出来，这个是过去式了。
It refers to phase one of God's great work.
这里讲的是第一期。
And the grace of God simply means Yahweh's kindness, his initiative.
神的恩典无非都是说神的良善，祂的主动。
Emphasizing again that salvation for mankind is all Yahweh's initiative.
再一次强调神的救恩计划，这全部都是出于神做主导的。
The purpose is to call together a people who are willing to repent.
目的就是要召聚一班愿意悔改的人。
And to be changed by Yahweh.
又被神去改变。
So that they become a new creation in Jesus Christ.
好让他们能够成为在基督里的新创造。
They will live a new life that is self-controlled, pure and upright.
他们会过一种生活呢，是有节制呢，敬虔的生活。
First, notice the end of verse 13, talking about Jesus Christ.
首先看看第十三节的下半句，讲到耶稣的。
Jesus Christ is called our Savior here.
耶稣基督这里是被形容为我们救主耶稣基督。
And in verse 14 it says, it is Jesus who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from sins.
第十四节就讲到耶稣为我们舍了自己，为要赎我们脱离一切的罪恶。
Notice the past tense here.
大家留意一下，这里又是一个 過去式。
This is referring to the fact that Jesus has finished phase one of God's work.
呢度講到咧，耶穌已經完成咗神嘅工作嘅第一期啦。
Jesus did so because he loved us and he gave his life for us.
耶穌咁樣做，佢為人舍己，係因為佢愛我哋。
And finally, verse 13.
而最後我哋睇下第十三節。
What amazing words are these?
呢度係幾奇妙嘅經文。
We wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
第十三節，我哋現在係等候所盼望的福，並等候至大的神和我們救主耶穌基督的榮耀顯現。
So in this place of Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 14, we see phase 1, phase 2, phase 3 all together.
在这里提多书的二章十一至十四节，这一段经文里面我们看到神的计划的三期。
Now we notice the final phase, phase 3 in verse 13.
而我哋喺十三节就留意到最后嗰一期第三期。
Phase three is the final phase of the work。
第三期系神嘅工作嘅最后一期。
It has to do with the future day。
就系同将来有关。
In phase three, Yahweh, the only true God, will come down to earth again。
喺第三期嘅时候，Yahweh 是我们的独一真神，他会再一次回到这个地上。
He will appear to mankind on earth with his Christ and with his church.
他会和他的基督和他的教会在一起 向人类显现。
And all mankind will see them together.
所有人都会见到他们在一起。
On that day, Yahweh will reign in all creation.
在那天 Yahweh 就在他的所有的创造里头作王去统治了。
But he will not do so directly himself.
但是自己不会直接去做这件事。
He will reign through his Christ and through his church.
他会藉着他的基督和他的教会去作王。
This is the third and the final phase of God's great work of salvation.
这个就是神的救恩计划里面的最后那一期第三期。
For another description of this phase 3, let's turn to the book of the Revelation.
我们要看第三期的另一种讲法，就在启示录十一章。
The Revelation chapter 11, verses 15 to 17.
启示录十一章十五至十七节。
So you see, we began from the beginning of the New Testament scripture, and now we come to the final book of the New Testament.
我们一开始讲到的时候，是看到新约圣经的头那几卷书，现在我们去到新约圣经最后那卷书了。
The Revelation chapter 11, verse 15 to 17.
启示录十一章十五至十七节。
Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, that is, of his Christ. And he will reign forever and ever. Then the 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshipped God, singing, We give you thanks, Lord God Almighty, who are and who were, for you have taken your great power and you've begun to reign.
第十五节，第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，即系呢度两位嘅，系神同埋基督。他要作王，直到永永远远，在神面前坐在自己位上的二十四位长老，就面伏于地敬拜神，说：昔在今在的主神，全能者啊！我们感谢你，因你执掌大权作王了。
In verse 15, where the word our Lord appears the first time.
在第五节呢，在中间，那里讲我主是第一次出现。
The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord.
世界上的国成了我们的主的国。
And then it goes on to say, and of his Christ.
而继续他也说和主基督的国。
Clearly, it's describing two distinct individuals here.
呢度咧好明显系讲紧两个分别两个人物嚟嘅。
Who is the Lord？
我主系边一个呢
？Now his Messiah, his Christ is clearly Jesus。
嗱，佢嘅基督就好明显啦，就系讲紧耶稣。
And then the next line, and he will reign forever and ever。
接住嗰句咧就讲他要作王，直到永永远远。
Notice the word he in singular, referring to our Lord。
大家留意他是单数，这个单数呢是讲的是主，我主那个。
So, who will reign?
哪一个是要作王那一位呢？
We read on for the identification in verse 16.
我们要知道的话就继续看到第十六节。
And then the angels in heaven fell on their faces and worshipped God.
那呢天使呢就面伏于地敬拜神了。
And they sang a song to God.
他们就向神歌颂。
Notice the first line of this song.
请留意这首歌的第一句。
We give you thanks, Lord, God Almighty.
第十七节，主神，我们感谢你。
The word Lord refers to God Almighty.
这个主，这个字呢，就是讲紧神啦。
Who are and who were.
他是昔在、今在、永在。
In other words, here we are reading that Yahweh God will reign on that day.
即是说你刚刚看到一段经文说到是 Yahweh 神当日会作王。
The kingdom of this earth will become the kingdom of Yahweh and of his Christ.
现今世上的国会成为 Yahweh 神的国。
This is phase three.
这个就是第三期了。
On that day,A whole mankind will see God appearing with His Christ.
喺当日，全人类都会肉眼嘅见得到神同埋佢嘅基督嚟到。
And in Titus chapter 2, where we just read, says this is the hope of the entire church.
而提多书，我哋刚才睇到嘅咧就系呢一个就系教会嘅盼望啦。
Waiting for the appearing of Yahweh and Jesus Christ.
就是等候住耶和神同佢嘅基督显现。
Now I've taken you through phase 1, 2, 3 of God's plan of salvation。
咁我今日咧同大家概括嘅睇咗一下第一、第二、第三期。
I've also explained to you why and how Jesus has finished his part of phase 1。
我亦都解释过耶稣点样完成咗神嘅计划嘅第一期。
We are now at phase 2 of God's plan.
现在呢，我们在神的计划的第二期。
The fact that Jesus has finished his work means that now you can be reconciled with Yahweh.
耶稣既然完成了第一期神的工作呢，意味着现在我们可以同神和好。
The barrier is now lifted.
这个隔膜已经移开了。
You can repent of your old way of life.
你的确是可以悔改。
You will find forgiveness from Yahweh.
你会得到耶和神的宽恕。
You will find peace with him.
你会同佢和好。
You will find acceptance from him.
你会发觉佢会接纳你。
And you can become part of God's plan for mankind through your obedience of faith in Jesus.
而藉住你顺服耶稣呢，你都会喺呢个神嘅救恩计划里面有份。
The message of Easter for you today.Is a be reconciled to Yahweh.
今日复活节对你的意义呢，就是同耶和神和好。
You can do it.
你可以做得到。
It has become possible now.
是已经变得可能了。
Follow Jesus and obey his teaching.
跟随耶稣，听他的教训。
Jesus has spoken for Yahweh.
耶稣是代表神讲话。
Yahweh has appointed him to be his sole representative.
耶和神是指定了他成为是自己的全权代表。
So this is the lesson I've entrusted to you.
今天这一课就是交托了给大家了。
And through the jigsaw of many Bible portions,
就是通过不同经文砌埋一幅图画。
I've outlined for you phase 1, phase 2, and phase 3 of Yahweh's great plan for mankind.
我讲了给大家听耶和对人类的救恩计划的第一、第二、第三期。
Let's come on board God's plan.
请大家一起参与这个神的计划。
Let's conclude in a prayer.
我们用祈祷结束。